Remember the U.S. attorney scandal? Last year, 8 federal prosecutors were fired by the Justice Department. It became clear during subsequent hearings that most of the firings were for political reasons. Various Justice Department officials resigned, including former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Well, that story is not over. This week, the House Judiciary Committee sued former White House counsel Harriet Myers and Josh Bolten, who is the White House Chief of Staff. The committee wants them to testify, and it wants them to identify relevant documents. Both of them have refused, citing executive privilege. Slate and day-to-day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick is here now to catch us up on this story. Hi, Dahlia.
Hey there, Madeline.
So briefly, remind us about the basic controversy over the U.S. attorney firings.
Well, as you said, in the winter of 2006, 2007, either 7, 8, 9, depends on how you count, U.S. attorneys were fired very abruptly, very secretly, no reason offered. So this really burgeoned into a huge scandal, as you said. And still, we don't exactly know what happened. Why? Because although there have been massive email dumps suggesting that it went as high as Karl Rove, perhaps it went as high as Harriet Myers, who was then White House counsel, we've never heard from them. And this was, in effect, Congress trying to get them to come forward and say, what do you know about this kind of plot or conspiracy to politicize the U.S. Attorney's Office? And they've declined to come forward. Both Bolton and Myers, citing executive privilege, just refused to show up to their hearings. And the Congress was forced to act.
So they acted this week and they've filed a lawsuit. Why can't they just go out and arrest them? I mean, they do have that power.
Well, they do. And there is one option that was open to them, that Congress could sort of sic the marshals on them. But usually these big meta fights between the Congress and the White House are resolved through compromise and negotiation. And that's what everyone sort of expected to happen here. But no one has budged. Nobody has budged from the positions they've initially taken. The Democrats say, look, we want Myers and Bolton in front of us testifying. The White House has offered, and they have stood by this offer, to allow Bolton and Myers to testify behind closed doors, not under oath, without any transcripts. And the Democrats come back and say that's utterly useless. So Attorney General Michael Mukasey has come forward and said, as of last week, he was not going to let the Justice Department act to enforce these contempt citations. And so then you sort of get into this final position that we're in now, where, in effect, the Congress had no choice but to file a lawsuit.
So, Dahlia, what could be the possible outcome of this? Could it be that this is merely political theater in a way and the Democrats will score points politically during an election year? Or could there be some very real charges and consequences for people at the White House?
I actually think there's a third thing going on here, which is to drag the courts into this very, very, very fraught battle about the scope of executive privilege. Understanding that the Bush, Myers, Bolton position on executive privilege is very, very broad. In effect, they're saying anyone who's advised the president on anything never needs to testify. That's quite a shift from what we're used to hearing. So part of the end game may really be to take this to the courts and have them once and for all draw a sort of firm line around the boundaries of executive privilege and let us know once and for all who gets to claim the privilege and when.
Dahlia Lithwick, legal analyst at Slate.com and for us here at Day to Day. Thank you, Dahlia.
It's always a pleasure, Madeline.